Well, are gene-edited babies the future of the human race? Not if a global group of leading scientists and ethicists have anything to do with it. They're calling for a moratorium on genetically modified children. It follows the birth late last year of gene-edited twin babies in China, after a scientist admitted to editing the baby's genes to make them resistant to future infection of HIV. As Rachel Mealy reports.
The commentary piece in the journal Nature has sparked a swift response from scientists around the world. It calls for an immediate moratorium on the gene editing of inheritable traits of babies, as well as for an international framework supported by an overseeing body such as the World Health Organization. In Australia and the United States, there are clear laws banning this type of gene editing, but similar laws in China failed to stop the work going ahead. When He Jiankui walked onto the stage at the International Summit on Human Genome Editing last year, his geneticist colleagues from around the world clapped politely. But as he revealed the detail about the gene editing work he'd carried out on the baby girls Lulu and Nana, the mood of the room changed significantly. At the time, George Daly, the dean of Harvard Medical School, was quick to register his concern.
There's certainly more acceptance of the use for alleviating disease, alleviating suffering. But what about just disease risks? And what about traits that we might call enhancements? Should this be a technology that we use to affect a child's ultimate height, their skin color?
Professor John Rasko works in the field of gene and stem cell therapy at the University of Sydney. He told RN Breakfast he supports the moratorium and the call for an international framework. He says the work of the Chinese scientist was very concerning.
What he did was he used relatively standard IVF in vitro fertilization technology to edit out one of the receptors of HIV. And he did it in a very specific way. The father who was donating his sperm to this experiment was HIV positive, and the mother was negative. And so what he was saying was these parents had a concern about HIV exposure of their baby, and therefore we want to prevent that possibility in the future of the baby acquiring.
Professor Rasko says this field of science holds implications for the future of the human race.
They're talking about inheritable genetic modification, changing what the payload of our genetic inheritance is. So to be clear, if they make that change in the germline, then the baby's progeny will also carry that change. That's the crucial difference. That's what they're asking for a moratorium on, to pause all clinical gene editing in, let's say, babies.
Professor John Rasko from the University of Sydney ending that report from Rachel Mealy.